Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
The nice thing I think about high-ticket dropshipping as a side hustle is that you could totally keep it as a side hustle for as long as you wanted to. But if you did want to change that up and turn it into something more, like maybe you started as a side hustle, you keep it there for like, let's say 12 months or 2 years or something, and then at some point you're like, well, you know what, that side hustle's going pretty well, I'd actually, you know, my life circumstances are changing, maybe I don't want to do the thing that I was doing primarily before. You've actually got a good little platform there to, you know, ramp things up.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we're going to answer the question, is dropshipping a good side hustle? And I got to say, I actually think this is one of the best side hustles that you could have. It is very passive, if you want it to be. And if you're looking for a little extra income with not a ton of effort, obviously there's a little bit in the beginning to build the business, and something that spits off rewards for you, which I think is also part of like what a good side hustle would be, you know, spinning you off credit card rewards as well as airline miles is not a bad thing. I've certainly done some episodes on that before. I actually think it's going to be a really, really good side hustle for someone who's looking to, again, not scale this into a big business. I think you could 100% build a business that spits off a few thousand dollars every month in profit with not a ton of effort on the site. Don't get me wrong. There is effort there. You're going to have to answer calls. You're going to have to talk to customers. But I think you could probably set something up that realistically would spit off some stuff in your, and I don't want to call it your spare time. Maybe that we need to define what a side hustle is, how much time you're putting in there. But I do think you can do it in less time than you think, as long as you're, again, willing to work in those small amount of hours that you put in.
Yeah, it's a very interesting question, because we tend to talk about this on this show and in our course and all of that sort of thing more in terms of, like, you know, building a bigger business, you know, like really putting your all into it and making this become your full-time thing, your main thing, rather than keeping it as a side hustle. And I think in some senses that the idea of building a high-ticket dropshipping business as a side hustle is even... Once again, I use this word relatively, like, is way easier than building it as your full-time thing, right? Like, yeah. Like to me, in my mind, when I think about it, the path to getting it going and just keeping it as a side hustle that maybe, yeah, like you say, like an extra $1,000 or something income a month or something like that. I mean, that's like so achievable. And the nice thing about high-ticket dropshipping is, I mean, this is literally made for that, because rather than drop shipping is a broad category, even because of the small volume of orders that we process to make money comparatively, right? Compared to other e-commerce businesses, which could also be a side hustle. You know, like, once again, like, you can make side hustle money here doing like 3 or 4 sales a month, right? So that, like, in terms of the order fulfillment and the customer service time, it's pretty hard to find something that has less of that for the same amount of potential return, right? Because the individual order values here are much higher, in dollar terms, the profit in dollar terms is much higher as well, and so you don't need to do as many sales. So I mean, if you're there saying like, oh, I need to make an extra, you know, I just want to make an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month, you know, and keep working my full-time job, and that's all I want out of it, I don't have plans to build it into like some massive thing, at least not to begin with. You know, if you thought about the business from that perspective, I think I would probably approach things like niche selection a little bit differently than what we traditionally do. Like, I think you could probably, in some ways, focus in on products that might be, you know, have less maintenance, if you like, associated with them, like are simpler to sell, or are just simpler products, which maybe would be harder to scale to higher numbers. But once again, if it's just like you just have to sell a smaller number of them and that's as far as you want to go, they'd be good for that. Like, I'd probably think about various things here a little bit differently, but yeah, I mean, you know, if all you're going to do, Like, to do side hustle money, you don't need to do any of the SEO stuff. I mean, it would be good if you did that, right? But you don't need to. I mean, you can get to side hustle money just off running Google Shopping ads. And that's all you ever do from a traffic perspective, you know?
I actually have a perfect case study of this, John.
That's pretty easy.
I have a business. We do.
If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high-ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high-ticket dropshipping business. And I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like.
10, 11, maybe a dozen sales a month. Whatever. Every other day, maybe every third day, you're processing an order, or maybe once a week, you're processing a couple orders. It's done 103,000 in sales this year as of today, which is, we're recording this October 2nd. So about 9 months through the year, it's done 100,000 in sales. It spits off about $1,000 a month. And again, it's very, very simple. In fact, we only run ads on one brand. We only really focus on one brand, and there's not a lot of calls coming in. And when the calls come in, that's your opportunity to pick up the phone and make a sale. And then it's shoot an email off to the supplier. Email shoots you back tracking. You put tracking into Shopify, and it's like, the effort came in the beginning, right? The effort came in setting up the website the right way, setting up the ads the right way. But beyond that, you know, I'm not really paying attention here to a whole lot, if I'm honest with you. And it kind of runs in the background just because there's a whole lot of other shit going on in my world and your world and all of our partners' worlds. And so I do think this website could be huge, but it doesn't need to be right now. And so I think that's the perfect example of, like, you know, for some people, $1,000 a month might be like, ugh, I'm not even worth that time, right? But other people, $1,000 a month might be amazing to them, right? It would really help shore up a lot of loose ends in their family life, or maybe it adds to their savings. There's some wild stat in America of, like, I want to say it's like 65 or 70% of people don't have $400 for, like, an emergency, which is wild. Like, this would be amazing to have if you're one of those people in that large group of people who don't have that, that kind of buffer around you. Right. And so, like, I definitely think it's possible. I literally have proof of it here. And so, like, I like your point, though, for, like, only ads. Like, you know me, I'm an SEO guy, so
yeah,
there's a lot of SEO on this site. But I think you could do it with just ads. And honestly, it almost feels like something we should do as, like, a test. I would think I would pick really high-dollar items, though. Like, I think I would pick something... Like, this one's almost into no man's land, where it's, like, a little lower price. Great margins, but it's lower priced. Whereas, like, if you had $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 items, and that's all you put on your site, and maybe you only have 30 products in a category, that's probably where I'd stop and just, like, can I move some of these products? And to your point, you know, sell one a week. You're probably in really good shape by the end of the month, just making 3-4 sales.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. I think I'd probably do the same. I'd certainly be aiming, if possible, for multiple thousands as a product price, like 2, 3, 4, 5, you know. Yeah. Anywhere in there, I think, would be good for this sort of particular aim of the side hustle. The other reason I think I like this as a side hustle as well is that, you know, there's a lot of side hustles you can do out there that are good as a side hustle, but you can't really scale them up if you want to, right? Like, because they involve your time, like you're giving up your time in return for the money. The nice thing I think about high ticket dropshipping as a side hustle is that you could totally keep it as a side hustle for as long as you wanted to, I think. But if you did want to change that up and turn it into something more, like maybe you started as a side hustle and you keep it there for, like, let's say 12 months or 2 years or something. And then at some point you're like, well, you know what? That side hustle is going pretty well. I'd actually, you know, my life circumstances are changing. Maybe I don't want to do the thing that I was doing primarily before. You've actually got a good little platform there to, you know, ramp things up if you like, and you can scale a dropshipping side hustle up into something bigger that becomes your main source of income and beyond. Whereas, you know, if you're like, I don't know, for want of a better example, like mowing people's lawns as a side hustle, you know, the thought of scaling that up into your main deal, I mean, that's not a particularly attractive thought. Do you know what I mean? And like, you can only scale that up as far as your time allows. Past that, you've got to start hiring employees and you've got to set up a, you know, that sort of staff-driven business. Whereas for a dropshipping, once again, you can exceed your own income without giving up all of your time, and because of the nature of e-commerce. So, you know, that's another attractive element, I think, to considering high-ticket dropshipping as a side hustle. Is that...
I'm over here in ChatGPT already asking questions, trying to narrow this down. So, yeah, I don't like all of their ideas, but there are some decent ideas in here. There are, you know, I'll shout out Rob here. Rob, you got a really great idea, buddy. ChatGPT has come up with all of those same ideas. So I think some of those are good. But there are horse-drawn carriages. I would have never thought of that idea. That's a great idea. livestock handling equipment. Like, I don't know what these are. Like the cattle crushers, like chutes or livestock gates. Again, probably a good idea. I would have never known without having actually diving into some of this stuff. A ton of stuff for like... for you, Rob. That's all I'm saying. A lot of stuff for you, Rob. I'll leave all those to for people to wonder on the podcast. But there is a lot of stuff on here that is very, very interesting. I would encourage you to, you know, play around. I know when I started, I remember thinking, there's not even products out there that are $5,000 to $10,000 that people buy online. And that was quickly proven wrong throughout the business that I've been part of, watching people, like, you know, buy stuff on their phone for $8,000 at 11 p.m. So I know they're laying in bed. Like, that blew my mind. And so, like, if you can just open your mind to start saying, hey, what is out there that is in this high price point? You're going to start seeing those. And then if you can, like, you know, factor that into what we try to do here at Dropship Breakthrough, I really think this could be an awesome side hustle for a lot of people.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're looking for a side hustle and, like, yeah, I kind of wish, you know, I had thought of it that way probably about, 10 years before I started wanting to do it full time as well. I think that would have been kind of cool, because I think coming at it from the, like, as a way to kind of get your, you know, get a feel for business and, you know, get yourself into that game and work out, you know, what you think of it and what your life could look like if you were doing it full time, like starting it off like as a side hustle, you know, that's a pretty safe place to do it, right? I mean, you know, you don't have to put a lot of money into it. You're not pushing that hard for growth. So you don't need to take maybe as many risks as you might. If you're doing something with your life that you enjoy and you want to keep doing and you don't really want to stop doing, I mean, that's a pretty fun place just to play around with businesses, I think.
I'm getting excited over here just playing around with it now. So if you've been debating this as a side hustle, like, 100% this works. I think you should get started today.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.